From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The economy, drug trafficking, and swine flu are expected to dominate talks today when President Obama meets with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Guadalajara.
Drugs, thugs, and influenza bugs could be the shorthand summary for this North American Leaders Summit, an annual gathering that began in 2005. The White House says it doesn't expect any big breakthroughs from the meeting, but Andrew Seeley, who heads the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute, says it's an important chance to foster cooperation among the North American neighbors.
This summit, like most summits, is more about signals than it is about specific actions. You may see some signals coming out of this about keeping borders open in the middle of a flu pandemic, about not going down the road of protectionist measures, working together on drug trafficking among the three countries.
The summit began over dinner last night. Mr. Obama also met one-on-one with Mexico's president and expressed strong support for his efforts to battle violent drug cartels. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Guadalajara, Mexico.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton winds up her trip to Angola after meeting the president and heads to neighboring Democratic of Congo on the next leg of her seven-nation African tour. Angola is one of Africa's top oil exporters and a major supplier of crude oil and liquefied gas to the United States. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Octon reports.
Post-war Angola held its first elections in 16 years in 2008, which brought praise from Secretary Clinton.
We are encouraged by the steps the Angolan government has taken toward greater democratic participation, including the legislative elections last year. They were peaceful and credible.
But there was also a message of tough love from Hillary Clinton.
Opportunity and prosperity for the Angolan people depend on good governance and strong democratic institutions. That requires a strong civil society, transparency, accountability, and vigilance in the fight against corruption.
Analysts say oil-rich Angola feels rather neglected by Washington, but is a potential regional economic giant to watch. Ofebia Quist-Octon, NPR News, Accra.
Hawaii is preparing for Tropical Storm Felicia. The storm is rapidly weakening as it moves toward the islands, but officials are taking no chances. Felicia has been downgraded to a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour with higher gusts. It is expected to weaken even more before hitting Hawaii late today. Several islands could experience heavy winds and rain. Oil prices hovered around $71 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for September delivery fell by 20 cents to $70.73 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. A federal judge in New York will hear from Bank of America and the Securities and Exchange Commission today after he refused to approve their $33 million settlement last week. The SEC sued the bank, saying it misled shareholders about executive bonuses at Merrill Lynch. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Simone Orendine reports.
The SEC accused the Charlotte-based bank of not letting shareholders know it okayed up to $5.8 billion in bonuses before it acquired Merrill Lynch. In his order to the two parties, U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff says the allegations against the bank were too serious for him to sign off on the settlement. University of North Carolina finance professor Tony Plath says this is unusual.
Because the truth about those issues are so important to the future of Merrill Lynch and Bank of America combined, as well as being an important case in American corporate law, they want a more definitive answer.
Bank of America says it looks forward to answering what questions Rakoff has about the settlement. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.
According to budget documents and agency records, the Obama administration plans to do even less environmental cleanup than the often criticized Bush administration. The documents and records show that in President Obama's first 2 years in office, the Environmental Protection Agency expects to begin the final phase of cleanup at fewer Superfund sites than in any administration since 1991. The EPA estimates it will finish work at 20 sites in 2009 and 22 sites in 2020. During the Bush administration, the agency completed 38 sites a year on average. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.